You don't deserve shit if you ain't going deep enough. You don't deserve shit if you ain't taking action. Whatever you want your inner peace, you want joy, you want financial freedom, you want to become a better version of yourself, it ain't coming unless you go towards your dream. This is the biggest problem for many of us is we start something, we procrastinate, because many of us have just been programmed in such a negative way that we don't have a good relationship with ourselves, we don't have our own back, and so we don't feel good within ourselves. When you don't feel good within yourself, why the fuck would you want to do anything? Why would you be inspired to live your best life? We can be really hard on ourselves. I'm procrastinating. Well, fuck, of course, because you've never lived that life before. You're trying to build something, become someone. It's not your natural state. You're coming from the old version of yourself. Of course you're going to have procrastination. Let's talk about the secrets of success and what it is that's actually going to help you to get to where you want to go. The secrets. What's the first secret? Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world, and now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, everyone? How you doing? Welcome to another podcast episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be alive. I'm looking forward to spending some quality time with you and helping you to keep moving forward in your life, making progress one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 second at a time. But, you know, time really does lie. So, you know, as much as you're busy and all that kind of stuff, you know, I'm always here to remind you how you can be more intentional and how you can make better decisions and choices in your life that are going to actually benefit your life and create the reality that you want to live in. You're listening to the number one motivational podcast in the world. It is the Luke Mind Power Podcast, and I am your motivational speaker, your life coach. I am the person that is kicking you up the ass every single podcast episode, sometimes saying the stuff that you don't necessarily know you needed to hear. And I remember being on like many calls with people, you know, they're inquiring about, you know, how I could possibly help them doing our coaching programs, joining our institute, or maybe they'd want to join our free community, or they don't even know about the podcast, for example. And they've just heard me on Instagram or heard me speaking on Facebook. And then obviously I always ask people, you know, where do you listen to the podcast? They're like, oh, on Facebook, you know. But the most important thing that I hear, even when people do say, oh, I do listen to the podcast, is that, you know, I do like kick you up the ass. Like I give you, you know, like that firecracker. That's like, hang on a second, man, like wake up to yourself, you know? And of course, there's a lot of different other people out there. There's a lot of people out there that are doing their own motivational speaking, their own, you know, talking and sharing a message and being passionate about what they share and all that kind of stuff. And I think one of the most important secrets, because I'm going to be going through this episode and just kind of giving you tips and secrets. I've actually consciously thought about this right now. And I'm like, okay, what kind of tips or what are the secrets to success, or what are the things that have helped me to become successful, financially free, attract the love of my life, live my fucking best life, be here, do what I do, right? What has actually helped me? So I just want to give it a big shout out first and foremost before I share these secrets with you. You know, anyone who's tuning in live with us, you are probably joining on YouTube. What's up, everyone on YouTube? If you're on freaking Instagram, what's up, Instagram, TikTok, how you doing? Facebook, if you're watching, make sure you put a big positivity, write the word positivity in the comments, right? Because positivity is a superpower, and it's actually what helps you to change your life. You know, being positive and focusing on things that are positive is definitely going to help you much more than continuously worrying and, you know, feeding into the things that you can't control, which is hard, I know, because there are so many things that are going on around the world, and it's very easy to get lost in the other world, the outside world, rather than realizing that, you know, you do have the power to be the change. We are a force for good. We are here to help each other to evolve and to help each other to be better, make, you know, better decisions in our life, to become better versions of ourselves so that we can, you know, help each other. You know, I think that's just one of the blessings. I feel this social media definitely, as much as I know that it can be challenging and you can look at
social media and feel like you're not enough, or you don't have enough, or you're not successful enough, or, you know, you're not confident enough, or you're not making enough money, or, you know, it's just, again, if there was no one to compare yourself to, there's a big chance that you wouldn't actually feel that bad in life. You know, you'd be like, whatever, you know, like, there's no one else to compare myself to, so what I'm doing is all good. But I guess the challenge there, maybe, but this is the truth, right? If there was no one to compare yourself to, would there also be no point of aspiring for more? Because you'd be like, who cares? Like, there's no one around. No one cares. Like, who cares? So do other people fuel our success because of their opinions? Or do other people and their lives inspire us so much more to achieve our goals and dreams because we're not living that life and that's kind of what we want? You know, I know a lot of people that work with me. I'm their coach. I help them become an online coach and a certified coach and start their online business, or whether it's you're going through our coaching program, Healing Your Childhood Trauma. I know that a lot of people, I always say this as well. I say, you know, don't take advice from people who don't have what you want. Don't take advice from people who are not living the life that you want to be living. And that's why it's magically this power works, because it's an energetic force. It's an exchange of energy, right? Who you surround yourself with is who you become. Subconsciously, you program yourself because of your environment. You know, so when you make an investment into fucking working with me, for example, well, it's a very, very high probability. If you show up and stay consistent and do the work, well, guess what? Your whole life is going to change. The way you think is going to change. Your mindset's going to change. The energy that you feel within yourself and how you think about yourself is going to change, because you're surrounded by this good energy, you know? So, but then again, you know, that's the, if I take this away, if I take, you know, because you could easily like watch me and go, oh my gosh, like I don't feel enough because Luke is so confident, or he's in flow, or he just speaks so well, or his messages are so on point and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like my life is right. So it's almost like a blessing and a curse at the same time. You know, if we don't have people in our life and we're just the only ones, like imagine you're the only one on earth, you'd have no one to compare yourself to. So then, you know, you'd be walking around just whatever, like, who cares? Who cares? What? No one thinks anything of me. I don't give a fuck. Like, who? Whatever. So, but then when we do have social media, we do have all these things that we get influenced by, or we look at other people, we look at other people's lives, or we look at what's happening around the world, whatever. It affects us in some certain way, psychologically, emotionally as well. And then we feel a certain way, don't we? You know, so I guess that's the challenge. But how do we overcome it? So let's talk about our secrets, you know, and I know that I'm saying they're our secrets. And the reason why I'm saying they're our secrets is not just my secrets. I mean, this is us. We are here together, you know, like you're watching me on YouTube, you're watching me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're here together. You know, this is not my secrets. I'm going to tell you what I have discovered, which is going to be what you've discovered today as well. And I know that a lot of you listening right now, you already know this. We've heard it many, many times. You've listened. If this is the first time you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast, give yourself a round of applause. If this is your 10th time listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast, give yourself a round of applause. You know, if this is your 100th episode, I know there's some of you guys that listen to all the episodes, you know, but congratulate yourself. Be proud of yourself that you're investing in yourself and you're actually absorbing some sort of good information and inspiration so that you can become a better version of yourself. And let's talk about these secrets. I was just talking about how I said this on the last episode that I don't plan my podcast episodes, but this time I decided to go live on YouTube. So everyone watching on YouTube, big shout out to you guys. Welcome, right? Luke Mind Power podcast is running. It's alive. It's breathing. Okay. Normally I don't go live on YouTube. Because I'll just give you an inside information before I tell you the secrets, right? So normally what I do is I used to use Riverside, but I noticed that somehow my digital camera wasn't creating like the best picture when my team was downloading the video, they're editing it and then they're uploading it. I'm like looking at the reels that they're posting and I'm like, why the fuck is the video so shit? Like the clarity, you know? And then I go live on Zoom, or I speak on Zoom and I connect my digital camera and it's amazing, like picture that it's so perfect, clear. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to use Zoom now. From now on, I'm not going to use Riverside because it's the picture's quality is no good. Anyway, so now I was just thinking about, okay, you know, how am I going to record these episodes? How am I going to show up and do this? And again, I'm always thinking about efficiency in business. How can I be more efficient? You know, Because the one thing that I do, again, guys, just so you're aware, you know, for any of you guys have online businesses, if you're a coach, if you have a brand or something, or you go live and you use social media to speak or do interviews or whatever it is, everything is about efficiency. Like, you know, I'm thinking about, okay, I go live on my podcast, then I record it, then I pass it on. But then, hey, there are times where I also want to speak live on Facebook or Instagram and actually talk and connect to people. Because obviously when I'm here like this with you guys, I'm not able to like look at you because I've got this digital camera here. You know what I mean? And I want to be able to like connect with you guys personally. But guess what? This digital camera right now is actually live on YouTube. So if you're on Instagram and you go on YouTube, you'll find me looking at you on the camera. So maybe everyone who's on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram right now, everyone migrate to YouTube and you'll get to see that I'm looking exactly straight into your eyes, right? But at the moment, right, I've got three cameras set up and I've got one camera in the middle for YouTube. And if you go to YouTube right now, you'll see. And then, you know, it's a better viewing experience, 150,000%, when you're actually looking, the person's actually looking at you. You actually feel like I'm with you. I'm speaking directly to you. I'm looking at you in your eyeballs, you know, and we're making a connection, right? It's funny because TikTok, actually, I've positioned the TikTok camera behind the digital camera. The reason why is because TikTok has a system that if you're not looking at the camera on TikTok, it will actually start to flicker the screen and it knows that you're not connecting with your audience, right? And so I was like, oh shit, I better move the TikTok camera because they screw up the feed, you know? So man, the technology is getting crazy, you know? It's getting that good that, you know, you have to adjust yourself or whatever. But, you know, I was just thinking about like what I'm doing and I'm like, hang on a second. I'm like, I can go live on YouTube right now. I can connect with people directly and I can actually speak like I'm live right now. I'm looking straight into the camera and you guys can see me. So that's what I'm doing. So now I'm live on four platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at the same time. Right. And then guess what? I have to take this content. I have to share it with my team. They have to post it on Spotify, on all the platforms, you know, and share it all around Rumble and all that. But anyway, I just kind of wanted to give you a bit of an insight into what I'm doing because I'm always thinking about efficiency. How can I be more efficient? How can I connect with people more? And I never get to really connect with YouTube people going live, you know? So I'm going to do this like all the time now, freaking out. You know, because I get to, you guys miss out. Whoever's on YouTube misses out and you got to wait for the actual replay of the podcast. So now I'm going to be doing these podcasts live on YouTube. Freaking awesome. Excited for this shit. So anyway, let's talk about the secrets of success and what it is that's actually going to help you to get to where you want to go. If you're ready for me to share the secrets, write the word secret in the chat. If you're in the chat, write the word secret in the chat. I'm going to start right now. Okay. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, I have put in the description, there are three different options for you to connect with me. If you want to learn more about if and how we could possibly work together, or I could help you somehow with your personal transformation, with you starting your own coaching business and becoming a certified life coach, or if you just want to join our free weekly trainings on personal development and business coaching, you can join our free community. Okay, there's over 30,000 people there. Click the links. There's three links below. You can choose whichever one you want. And I'm super excited to welcome you into any of our coaching spaces because I'm here to serve and inspire and empower you to live your best freaking life. Okay. So the secrets, what's the first secret? And, you know, I saw a video. It was an ad. Okay. I saw an ad on social media or wherever it was. And it was saying about procrastination. It was talking about procrastination. And I was actually on a call with one of my recent clients that joined my institute. And, you know, she's going to be an ADHD coach and she wants to obviously, you know, that's her passion. And she's obviously struggled with that for many, many years. And she wants to lean into that and become that kind of coach that can help people to, you know, deal with their ADHD, but also thrive and live their best life. Now, it's interesting because it made me think about, I'm kind of digressing, but just stick with me, right? We're talking about procrastination. Now, it took me back to my school days when I was at school, because I'm trying to process and understand like the psychology of my mind and how I was growing up and how I functioned and all this kind of stuff. Now, I know for a fact that I had or have or whatever, some forms of dyslexia. And then I think about my behavior at school, and I was stealing phones from the back of the classroom. All the bags, the school bags were there, like the kids' bags. And I would be sitting there with a friend of mine, this Egyptian guy. I remember him. And we would steal, people would have their phones in their bag. And I was stealing, I remember stealing a banana, the Nokia banana phone from someone. I can't remember what it was, 8850, 8810, some shit like that, Nokia. And I remember, you know, just getting into trouble. I remember not paying attention in class. I couldn't focus. You know, I didn't like school. I didn't want to go there and learn shit. I was rather more in trouble. I definitely enjoyed stealing money, you know, and then going to the tuck shop and ordering fucking food and having like a shitload of coins, $2, $1 coins, and going to McDonald's in the morning with my friends, buying fucking hotcakes. You know, and going to, you know, I used to go to St. Mary's Cathedral in the city, catch the train from Strathfield all the way to St. James. And, you know, that was me. I was, you know, stealing money from my parents, having pockets full of coins and going to school. And that was me, you know what I mean? Like I was always in trouble, you know, but that was also part of, you know, attention. I wasn't getting the attention I wanted, or I didn't feel seen, you know. There's definitely parts of that, you know. But I was talking to my client about this ADHD stuff, and I'm aware of this space somewhat because one of my good friends is Kobe Watts, and he's like a big ADHD YouTuber and social media influencer, right? You've heard me talk to him on our recent podcast episodes. If you haven't seen that episode, you'll see it on my YouTube channel. But I said to my client, I said to her, is it possible, right? Because I'm trying to freaking figure out my brain. You know, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? I'm just making an assumption. What does ADHD mean? Hyperactivity disorder. So, and then what about ADD? How come we don't talk about ADD? Is something more significant or purposeful? It suggests, what is ADD? ADD stands for attention deficit disorder, right? So I'm more identified with that because I wasn't fucking paying attention at school for shit. Never. Like, whatever you were teaching, like, I would have given you a chance for fucking 5 minutes and then gone. Like, no chance, you know? So I hated it. I just could not sit there and listen to geography and English and maths. I was in the worst classes for all those fucking subjects. You know, so this is what I discovered. And this is just like, it was a mind blowing moment for me with, you know, one of my recent clients that joined our coaching institute. And I said, she's talking to me about ADHD. And I said to her, I said, is it possible that we've attached ourselves because we need this sense of a community? We need this sense of understanding and knowing who we are and feeling included, because with these kind of diagnosis or labels or, you know, issues that we struggle with mentally, you know, we're looking for answers. We're like, you know, yeah, I have that. I have ADHD, or I have ADD, or whatever. I have, you know, whatever it is, right? Autism, for example. Because we need to try to figure out ourselves, right? We're trying to figure out what's going on, right? And what I realized is that I said, is it possible that what we've done is this is what they've constructed in identifying the meaning or the what this is, this ADHD. But is it possible that if we are or we have this issue, and this is what's causing us to struggle with learning, is it possible that when we're passionate about something, we actually can learn it? You know, it was something along the lines of, you know, I was never interested in learning about fucking geography, English, history, all these fucking science, like all this stuff at school. I wasn't interested. And it took me time to evolve and grow through life and go through painful experiences and debt and relationships and drug abuse and alcohol and every fucking thing to get to 33, to start asking more questions about life, and then find something that I was passionate about, where all of a sudden when I am passionate about something, what I discovered is I don't have ADD, attention deficit disorder. I don't have this problem all of a sudden. It's disappeared. So if you're labeling yourself with ADD or ADHD, if you say that I have this problem, but then all of a sudden, which forces you or causes you to procrastinate, causes you to struggle, causes you to not live to your potential, and you say, I can't learn because I've got this issue. But what about when you find something you're passionate about that you like doing? Do you still label yourself like that? You know, are you still putting yourself in this box that I'm different, I'm not like, I can't understand things or whatever, but what about when you are enjoying something? Can you understand it? What about when you're passionate about something? Can you learn it? Fuck yeah. You know what I mean? So really, stop trying to teach me shit I don't want to fucking learn. Stop trying to fucking force shit on me that I'm not interested in. Because the stuff that I'm not interested in, you're going to go, well, he can't learn. Well, he must have some fucking problem. And it's like, what? You're basically saying because of my lack of attention or interest in a fucking subject, now I've got fucking ADD. Well, he's always fidgeting at the back and he's always doing this and he's stealing phones and then he's lying and he's stealing this and stealing money and all this behavior. What is it? You know? So you see what I'm saying? It's freaking weird, right? When you look at it and you go, oh my goodness, like, yeah. And I feel actually very blessed because no one ever labeled me. You know, I never saw a counselor or some sort of mental health professional or some shit to go, oh, Luke, you know, you've got this problem. You know, I've just gone through the motions, gone through life, and now figured out that these were my behavioral patterns. Right. And what it really comes down to, procrastination, you know, procrastination is a battle with the old version of yourself. You trying to focus and build on something and grow out of something. When you're trying to freaking learn something new that's unfamiliar, you're trying to create new neural pathways and networks in your brain, which is it's uncomfortable. Your brain has resistance to change, so you're going to come up with challenge. The challenge is to create the new habits, to learn the new information, to create the new way of thinking, your new mind, which creates procrastination and deflection from that which is something that you want to build, which is a natural thing. Well, guess how do I deal with it? Get a fucking coach. Have accountability. If you have accountability in your life, you don't have a fucking choice. Like my coaching business has saved my life. I put myself in the deep end. I started getting clients. I started doing this business and running it. Guess what? You don't have a fucking choice in the morning. Get the fuck up. You got appointment, 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 appointment. There's no procrastination. There's no sitting there going, oh, you know what? Should I stay in bed? Should I go in the gym? Or should I just lie in bed a little bit longer? You know? So I'm so blessed and grateful for myself that I showed up and I, you know, took action out of desperation because I was broke. I had no fucking money. And I built this business. And now there ain't no procrastination. It is part of my purpose. It's my passion. I enjoy it. But guess what? There are days as well where I'm battling my fucking mind that my mind is like, oh, don't worry about going to the gym. Don't worry about getting up, Luke. Just fucking chill out. Just fucking lie in bed a bit longer. Be a lazy ass. Oh, I get that all the time. You know? But guess what? Like even the other day, I'm lying in bed and my missus is away and my mother-in-law's here and I've got to take her to the dentist. And I'm lying in bed and I'm like, ah, fuck. I went to bed at 1 a.m. It's fucking 6:30. I woke up at 6:30, did a bit of meditation, bit of EFT, bit of visualization. And it's 7:30 now. And I'm like, ah, fuck, I'm going back to bed. Like, don't worry about the gym. You know, I'm fucking tired, whatever. 10 minutes later, mother-in-law's knocking. Hey, you've got to take me to the dentist. It's at 8 o'clock. It's in 20 minutes. Fucking get up, man. Get up, get changed, fucking 5 minutes, boom, boom, boom. I'm fucking out of there, into the car. Let's go. There's no, oh, yeah, oh, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? And when I realized this, I was like, Man, there's no procrastination when there's accountability. There's no procrastination when you got appointments. There's no procrastination when you know that you have something booked in, right? And this is one of the secrets to success, because many of us struggle to make progress because we're struggling, because we're doing it on our own. And one of the secrets to success is having accountability. Even it doesn't have to be a coach per se, like myself, you know, it could be a friend. It could be your parents. It could be anyone that is in your life where you set up a call with them, or you make a deal with them and you say, hey, I want to change my life. I want to make some better choices. I want to start creating a new habit or a new way of living or a new lifestyle. I need some accountability. Let's have a check-in call every morning at freaking 7 a.m. I'm going to call you because, you know, we've got to check in, and then I'm going to the gym after that. You know, I want to get out of my lazy habits or whatever that is. Accountability and having someone that you know you're checking in with, that you know that you got to get on a call with, boom, man, it changes everything, you know? And this is the biggest problem for many of us, is we start something, we procrastinate, right? And it's like, we can be really hard on ourselves. I'm procrastinating. Well, fuck, of course, because you've never lived that life before. You're trying to build something, become someone. You're trying to go into something that you're not used to being into. It's not your natural state. You're coming from the old version of yourself. Of course you're going to have procrastination, right? It's not a fucking psychological disorder. Like, so many people out there go on procrastination. Do you know why you've got procrastination? I'm like, yeah, because it's not normal. You've never done what you're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, and they come from this whole fucking neuroscientific fucking explanation and all this shit. And I'm just like, man, if you're not aware of your brain and how it works and understanding the journey of evolution and growth and success, then you're just never going to fucking move forward. And you're always going to hate on yourself and be in your own way, you know, because you're going to think that I have some problem. No, you don't. You're fucking just trying to make a better life. You need to get some accountability, right? You need to motivate the shit out of yourself every day. And you got to get out of your own way, you know, because many of us have just been programmed in such a negative way that we don't have a good relationship with ourselves. We don't have our own back, you know, and so we don't feel good within ourselves. When you don't feel good within yourself, why the fuck would you want to do anything? Why would you be inspired to live your best life? You wouldn't, you know? So that's one of the secrets, okay? The other one is consistency, you know? And the consistency is something that builds over time. And it's the small wins, not the big win. The big win comes after the months and years of consistency. But you've got to look at your life and look at your progress and look at what you're investing in and say, have I been consistent? Okay? Because it can be as consistent as doing something for 15 minutes every day instead of doing it once a week. You know? Instead of going and doing it once every 2 weeks, your consistency over time, if you're able to make it smaller, put into smaller chunks, you know what I mean? Or maybe it's every second day I do something for half an hour, right? Or maybe it's three times a week. Think about this, right? If you gave yourself 1 hour a day, three times a week for whatever it is that you want to focus on and achieve, 3 hours a week, 4 weeks in a month, three times four is 12. That's 12 hours a month. 12 times 12 is 148. 112 times 10 is 120. Yeah. 148. That's 148 hours in a fucking year, right? That's 496 hours in 2 years. No, it's not. 148, 296, right? 296. That's a lot of hours over 2 years. But see, we think about, oh, 2 years, like, and we don't realize that time flies. It goes quick, man, you know, and 3 hours a week, 1 hour a day for 3 days a week, you got 7 days. And so we underestimate the progress that we can make over time. And that's how we fail, you know. So by grabbing that consistency, because I know that especially like a lot of the coaches in my institute, for example, they're still working their 9-to-5s, you know, and they're building their online coaching business, their program. I'm teaching them everything. They're building that on the side. It's a passion project. And I said to them when they first started, remember, this is a passion project. This is a journey. This is not something you do just in 5 weeks and all of a sudden you've got it. This is something that you could do possibly for the rest of your life. You know, it's tapping into your creativity. It's tapping into your creative mind. It's tapping into something that you're actually passionate about, that you know about, that you've lived through, your own personal experiences. What makes you a qualified life coach? What makes you qualified to teach people? You know, I mean, I think if you've been through a lot of adversity and you're able to give someone sound advice about how they should deal with a toxic relationship, and you've been through three or four situations where you were in abusive relationships, I think you're in a fucking certified position to give extraordinary advice. You know, if you've been through some addictions and you're speaking to someone who's struggling with an addiction, you are in a fucking extraordinary position to be qualified to give sound advice to someone you can help to overcome what they're dealing with. You know, like, this is the power that we have right now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't for a second doubt yourself or think that, I wouldn't be able to help. You probably help people all the time and you don't realize you can make it into a business, you know, and you can help more people. But again, consistency over time, huge secret. The other thing is going all in. The next secret is taking action, you know, like going deeper. Many of us, we make investments, we do specific things, but we don't go as deep as possible, you know? And personal transformation or your own successful journey is only going to give you back as much as you give it. The more you put in, the more you get out. You know, it's like a simple rule, right? It's like water, plant the seed, but you better water that seed every single day with love. You better give that seed attention, just like you would a baby. When the baby is born, what do, man? You hold that baby every day. You smile with it. You get all cheeky with it. You know, kiss its belly and you feed it and you love it and you just nurture it and you check on it all the time. What are you doing, man? You're fucking watering the seed every day. You're giving it attention, man. Hardcore. You ain't like, oh, you know, I fed the baby now, so leave the baby in the cot and that's it. And I'll come and see you in fucking 10 hours. Bullshit. Soon as the baby's crying, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's happening? Oh, we got to change the nappy. Oh, fucking shit everywhere. Piss everywhere. Oh, no worries. Come on, let's go in the bathtub and fucking give it a little bath and shit, right? That's how you take care of it. And that's how you want to take care of your business. That's how you want to take care of your personal transformation. That's how you want to take care of whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. You want to love the shit out of it. You want to go hard. You want to freaking give your all. You know, because the deeper that you go, man, the more that comes back to you. So make sure you take action and you go all in, you know, because that's where you're going to be deeply rooted and connected to your purpose and to getting the success that you want, not that you deserve, because you don't deserve shit if you ain't going deep enough. You don't deserve shit if you ain't taking action. Okay, your success is not just going to transpire and fall on your lap just because you want it. Okay, whatever you want your inner peace, you want joy, you want financial freedom, you want to become a better version of yourself, you want a positive mindset, you want to live your best life. It ain't coming unless you go towards your dream, unless you go towards that inner peace. You want inner peace, man? Fucking cultivate it. You can create it. So that's really, really, really important. Taking action. Just letting it sink in for you. I'm intense, eh? Like, I don't understand myself sometimes, you know, because I'm just like, the Holy Spirit just works through me, man. You know, I'm connected to God and I know the Holy Spirit just takes over. You know, I just trust myself. I trust and I just allow the Spirit to work through me. Because I'm just a messenger. I've always known this. I'm just a messenger. I'm just here to be a light force, to be a light force in your darkness, to be a light force in the challenges that you're dealing with, to be a light force. You know, I'm not here to have the most followers on social media. I'm not here to like compare myself to other thought leaders or inspirational people or this and that, whatever. I'm just here to stay in my bubble of who I am and what I've built in my life and to express that into the stratosphere of the universe, to release that, right, energy that I have that was built up for a long time was full of pain and full of fear and full of doubt and full of insecurity. And that's where the passion comes from for me, to be able to give it back to you, because I held that pain in so much for so many years. And so when you hear me expressing myself, when you hear me talking, when you see how passionate I am about what I do and how I talk, you know, it's always coming from the light. It's coming from my spirit. It's coming from my past. It's coming from the amount of energy and time that was invested, not invested, in a sense of holding it in, you know, like when you go through stuff in life and you're never able to have a voice, or you're never able to understand yourself or speak or anything like that, it's held in for so many years, you know, and all of a sudden now you have the ability to speak it, and it's like, wow, it just keeps coming. You know, it's like the spirit there was like capturing everything of everything that I've been through. And now I'm able to actually feel free. You know, it's like, what is freedom? When I'm speaking to you guys on the podcast, I'm free. You know, I'm not even like almost not saying I'm not in a conscious state, but I'm in such a deep flow state that I'm almost not conscious, because I'm just flowing, you know, and it's just coming. But it's also part of self-love, self-trust, and a deeper connection with yourself. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast episode. I trust that you've had a great time, and make sure that you share this with anyone that you feel is inspired by my energy and by what I do. Share this with more people, because more people need more positivity in their life and more inspiration, most importantly. And I can't wait to continue this journey, to keep showing up for you guys, and to help you to live your dreams, not your fears, to help you to reach more and more and more goals and more of your potential that I know that you have within yourself, because you have greatness. There's no doubt about it. All right. I'll see you guys on the next freaking episode. And if you're watching on YouTube, click any of the links in the description below. If you want to join our community, click the link there, join our community. If you want to apply to our coaching institute, there's an application form there. We do have limited spots every single quarter. We take a new intake. You can click the link below to apply to our coaching institute if you want to become a certified life coach. And if you do want to work on your childhood trauma, or you want to overcome depression, anxiety, your fears, and completely transform your life, you can also apply to work with us below this video. There's a few links there that you can explore. All right. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace out. Bye.